I want to minister to you this morning out of some of the personal things that have been going on in my life at our house and with our family. I found myself in this season, and some of you may be in that season too. So I'm going to see if you would identify with this, in this season of life where there have been a series of attacks from the enemy that have been just like roving. It's like they come all of a sudden. Anybody else other than me? Just by a show of hands. Yeah. All over the building. A series of attacks. Now here's what I feel like the Lord spoke to me about those series of attacks. Do you remember back when there was a Gulf War and President Bush was like, we are going to come at them with shock and awe? Anybody remember that? And I don't know what button they pushed, but there was all kind of rockets and missiles and everything else. And I'm telling you, I found myself sitting in a doctor's office this season of my life, sitting in a doctor's office, not thinking that I was going to be able to. I'm like, how did I get here? Anybody ever get to that point where you're just like, things have been going along fine, they're going okay, and then all of a sudden I found myself in a doctor's office and listening to a doctor's report tell me that I'm going to have to live with pain for the rest of my life. This is what he told me. He's like, because some of you that don't know, the exit wound where the bullet passed through and exited out started hurting really bad. Felt like somebody was sticking an ice pick in my side and twisting it and turning it, and it just felt bad. I just could not think. I was just having this pain in my side, and it was so bad that I'd cry out. My wife said, you were sitting there screaming in your sleep. I don't know how you do that, but I found myself in this place, and I'm telling you, you get to a place, it's a series of attacks. And not only did I see those series of attacks on my life, but I begin to see those series of attacks on people that I love. Anybody know somebody that's going through somebody? Go ahead and raise your hand. Somebody, I may not be going through, but I know somebody. Everybody in here should be raising your hand. Even if you're not going through it, the Bible says that the enemy, he doesn't just come at you. He comes at your family. He comes at your finances. He comes at your marriage. He comes at all those things in your life. And I found myself at a place in my life where I was like, what in the world? What is this? And then you deal with these attacks in your life and you get to a place where you get tired. Some of you may be in a place where you've been in a fight longer than others and you get tired. Anybody ever get tired in a fight? Sometimes you get tired in a battle and you get to a place where you get tired. You know, you're just like, I don't even want to fight anymore. I just want to give up. And so the enemy would love to do that because he wants to take you off the place that God has for you. Here's what I want to say again. We are not just is he attacking our family, your body, not is he attacking you. Not only does he attack your family, not only does he come at your church, not only he comes also at your church, the body of Christ. I'm saying things that I thought I would never say about church. And here's the things that I'm saying. I would never say, we've already had to have meetings. Listen, we've already had to have meetings about whether or not we need to change our bathroom policies at our church. We've already had to have meetings whether or not we're going to have to build another bathroom for transgender, because they're saying that they have the ability to come in and change and say, I identify as a woman, I identify as a man, and I want to go in the girls' bathroom, and if you don't allow me to, I'm going to sue. We've already had to have meetings about that. Things I never thought of. I remember my grandfather saying things like that. My grandfather, who just passed away, he would say, man, I thought I would never see the day. Anybody ever say, daddy done started saying it too. You got to watch. He been started saying that. You know, you say things like, I thought I'd never see the day that I, these people crazy. You know what I'm saying? And they would say things like, what is the world coming to these days? You know, anybody ever, come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. They sit there. I don't know about you, but I used to love listening to grandma. She'd be sitting there and she'd be like, do you know so-and-so passed away? Be like, no, grandma, I didn't know that. That's why I love calling home. Mom always tell me who passed away, what's going on, what's done. And you'd be like, you know, what is the world coming to? Sugar, be like, I don't know, grandma. I don't know what the world coming to. But I'm saying it now, and I'm 39. I'm saying it now. What in the world is the world coming to? Have they lost their mind? What in the world is going on? You ever find yourself saying that? Not just about the world, but not just about your church. But what in the devil will try to come in with nuke attacks to try to change your world and say, but you say, I don't know what in the world is going on. But I know who does. I know who does. I know the plans that he has for me, saith God. I know the plans that he has for me, saith God, and the enemy will come in like a flood. But I know the Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that my God would raise a standard up against him. And I don't care where you are in the fight. Some of you may be in a different place in the fight than others, but keep on fighting. Amen. Keep on fighting for your family. Keep on fighting for your finances. Keep on fighting for your marriage. Keep on fighting for your church. Keep on fighting for your children. Keep on fighting for your job. Keep on fighting for your health. Keep on fighting for whatever it is that God has put on the inside of you. I have been in a lot of fights in my life. I've been in a lot of fights, and I never won one where I gave up on a fight. I never won a fight where I had to give up. I keep on swinging. They hit me, I hit them back. They hit me two, I hit them three. I gotta win because God has gone before me and he already has won the battle. Already has won the battle. And so you get to a place, Paul said, thus I fight. I'm not fighting as one who would beat up against the air and fighting the air, but I have an enemy and his name is the devil. The Bible says that he comes to kill, he comes to steal, and he comes to destroy. He doesn't do anything else. He knows that. He knows your weakness. And so he's trying to come and take you off of the place that God has for you. And so therefore, Paul says, I fight. I fight. I gotta fight. Some of you, like Muhammad Ali, just passed away. Sometimes the enemy has you on the ropes. Amen. He has you on the ropes, but you gotta stand, having therefore gird your loins about with truth. Well, what is the truth? The truth is that if my God is for me, then he's more than the world against me. The truth is though I fall, I'm going to rise seven times. The truth is though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil because God is with me. What is the truth? The truth is not a something, it's a person. The Bible says that he is the way, the truth, and he is the life. So I have to gird my loins with that truth. And some of you may be in a fight this morning and you have been in that place and you've gotten tired. I know how it is to get tired in the middle of a fight when you're tired. I thought I would not have to go through this mess again with my side. I was like, God, what is this? The doctor is saying we are going to not only have to go in, but we're going to have to go in like we did in the beginning and tear everything up just like you were shot in the first place. And I was so upset about that. Because that means, I was like, how many months will I be out? They go, 7 to 8 months will you be out of commission. You can't do anything for 7 to 8 months. And I was upset. I was just upset. Like, God, what in the world is this? And you find yourself in that place. God, what is going on? Why is it that finance? And I've seen people in our church, a 37-year-old young man, or actually he was 27 years old, and he passed away with cancer. And he was engaged to be married in October. And cancer took him. I'm dealing with a lady right now who's a sweet lady in our church, and she has cancer, and the enemy's trying. And I've seen this happen many, many times. And we get to the church where the church is, the body is, the family is, the marriage is, the children are under attack. Do you hear me when I say under attack? Some of you are just like, I'm not under attack. I don't know what you're talking about. I've been there too. A prisoner of war. You already a POW and you don't even know it yet. We've been in a war. You a POW. You don't even know it yet. You don't know what I'm talking about right now. You're just like, what he talking about? Did the Taliban come? No, I'm not talking. I'm saying there is a war on your soul, and the enemy of your soul is trying to take you captive right now. Even as I'm sitting in, and you're sitting in your chair right now, and you don't know what's going on. I'm telling you, the devil is trying to take you out. Some of you don't even know it yet. You're just like, I don't know what's going on. I just thought I was coming to church today and we was going to grab some chicken. Listen, let me tell you something. You don't got time for chicken when the enemy is after you. You need some greens, amen. You need something going to stick to your ribs, amen. You need something that's going to sustain you in the middle of this fight. In this middle of this fight, in the middle of this fight, in the middle of this fight, in the middle of this fight. You are smack dab in the middle of this fight and you don't necessarily know it right now. I've been in fights before where I just like, if I can maneuver just a little bit, if I can maneuver just, if I can move out of the way of that punch, I can counter him with this punch. And man, there have been some fights where I couldn't fight fair. I had to pick up a pole or a stick or something to win that fight. Amen. Somebody say, you fighting dirty. Whatever. I got to do whatever it takes for me to win this thing because my family is at stake. My finances are at stake. My church is at stake. My city is at stake. I'm telling you, I ain't got to let the devil come in and take what I got. I don't have time for the enemy to come in and take it. Thus, I fight. I gotta fight. It's not like, sir, did you have a choice. There's no A, B, or C. There's F, fight. We gotta fight. We gotta pick up our sword of the spirit and we have to fight. Look at your neighbor and say, we gotta fight. We gotta fight. You don't have a choice. You have a choice. You don't have a choice. We gotta fight. You don't have a choice. You can sit there and be like, well, I'm gonna sit this one out. You don't have a choice. I'm going to sit this one out. I'll let you take it. No, you're going to have to get in here with me in these trenches, and we're going to come out of this thing. And we're going to come out of this thing. So I'll sit there, and I'll be dazed, and I'm upset about that. I'm upset about people. I'm upset about the enemy. I'm upset about the government. I'm upset about everything. And I'm just like, God, I get upset. And there's something on the inside of you that just like, I don't know. And hopelessness tries to set in. Hopelessness tries to set in. And you get to the post, you're like, I don't know. I guess I just have to do what the doctors say. I got to put up with this. I got to take these shots and I got to live like this. And so hopelessness starts setting in and the government just going to be this way. And I got to pay this tax and I gotta change our bathroom policies and I gotta sit there and not go to Target anymore and I gotta figure this thing out and then hopelessness sets in. Anybody ever been hopeless before? If you feel like I've never been hopeless, I've just been happy all my days of my life. I'm like Tigger. I'm just on Winnie the Pooh. I'm just Tigger. I'm happy. Hey, we got some Eeyores on Winnie the Pooh too. Amen. We got Eeyore. For every Tigger, there's three or four Eeyores. Amen. I've been Eeyore before. Feel like my tail fell off. Somebody need to go get it. And don't worry about it. I ain't even going to wear a tail today. I'm just going to just go about your life. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Your songs change when you get hopeless. They change from "This is the day" to "Nobody knows the trouble I've seen." And they change, you know, from "He taking me from glory to glory" to "Child, I can't even get out of bed today." You know what I'm saying? You start talking different when you get hopeless. You get irritable when you get hopeless. Amen. It's cloud over you. You get hopeless. I'm telling you, somebody's like, well, what I do when I get hopeless, I just retreat. I'm telling you, there's all kind of things that happen. But I'm telling you, thus I fight. I fight. I got to fight. So turn to your Bibles to Samuel chapter 30. It's one of my favorite stories in the Bible. It's about David when he goes to recover all. Amen. Because he has called us to recover all. So Samuel chapter 30, we're actually going to start at the first verse. Are you already encouraged about where God's going to take us today? You need to be, because he's going to take us to this place. Saul, 1 Samuel chapter 30. We'll start at verse 1. It says, "Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire." See, listen, this is what the devil does. He doesn't just come in and attack you, but he comes in and try to burn and incinerate. He's trying to incinerate everything that you have. He's trying to take it out where you don't have it anymore. It's like one thing to just take your stuff. You know, people take your stuff. There's another thing to try to destroy you. But he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right? Stole, and then he's like, I'm not going to steal, just steal, burn it down. Destroy him. That's just a tactic of the enemy. Tactic of the enemy. Burned it with fire and had taken captive the women and those who were there. From small to great, they did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire. Their wives, their sons, their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with them lifted up their voices and wept. They wept. They wept until they had no more power to weep. Some of you have been in that place before. You know the feeling of weeping till they have no more, no more, No more power. No power to weep. I imagine Miss Carol has been there. You've been to a place where you're crying. You have no more power to weep. You're just depressed. Depression sets in, right? Depression sets in. He's like, I can't get out of this place. It's such a dark hole. No more power to weep. So the Bible says that verse 5 says, and David's two wives, Ahinoam and the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite, and he had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed, for now the people talked, they spoke of stoning him. Now, how many know that the people that was rejoicing with you will be sometimes the same people that be talking about stoning you? Amen. Sometimes you same people that are with you in the good times will be the same one that'll be quick to pick up a rock. Sometimes you'll be like, I thought it would at least take you a little while to get the rock. You automatically, that's the first thing you pick up is the rock, the people that are with you. And so they talked of stoning him. And then the Bible says this, that he was distressed and they were grieved, and every man for his son and his daughters. The Bible says, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. We have to strengthen ourselves in the Lord your God. Now, here's what I love about the Bible. The Bible does not tell you what David did. He didn't tell you what David did. He just said David strengthened himself in the Lord, his God. I love that about the Bible, because the Bible doesn't want you to try to turn it into a formula. You can't turn that into a formula. If I sing this song, turn on Hosanna, and then break out with this song and read two verses, I'm going to be okay. Sometimes I have to do different things to encourage myself in the Lord. I can't copy what Brother Jerry does and when he strengthened himself in the Lord, because my situation may be different. But the Bible says that better yet, he encouraged himself in the Lord. And sometimes when you encourage yourself in the Lord, it's got to be different than somebody else. It's got to be the way that you do it. And sometimes the way you did it before won't work the same way that it worked this time. And that time, or I remember last time I went to church and they prayed, I'm going to get sister so-and-so to pray over me. Hey, do that, but you still have to encourage yourself in the Lord. And what does that look like? I don't know what it looks like for you. Don't try to ask me. You get in there and ask the Lord for yourself. You get in there and you ask, hey, I'm going to worship till I can't worship no more. I'm going to read till I can't read no more. I don't know what it is for you, but I know that if I ever get into a fight, and hey, listen, for Rocky, he had to eat some eggs, some raw eggs, and run and catch chickens. We know I can do that. But listen, I want to get to a place where when I encourage myself in the Lord, I'm coming out swinging, amen? And I'm swinging because I'm aiming at the enemy's camp, and I am going to recover all. So here's what I don't, for you, some of y'all's like, well, I do a certain thing. I love to go back and, you know, one of the things I do, along with praying, along with worship, along with reading my word and whatever it is, I go back and I watch some old underdog movies. You know what I'm saying? I do. Sometimes I go and I watch Rocky, or I watch, you know, my wife may come in. I may have half of my face painted blue, man. You know what I'm saying? Braveheart. You know, she don't know when I'm in into a fight. You don't know what I'll do. I come. She may be, maybe singing offbeat in the shower, going out there, picking up a hammer, hitting. So I don't know, but I know that I'm preparing for war. Some of you need to get ready for war. Some of you need to prepare your vessel, prepare your house for war, prepare for war. Get ready to fight. Get ready to take it back. And you begin to put your eye on the prize. Amen. I'm going to take it back. I know the devil right now may have my wife. He may have my children. But I'm telling you, I'm coming. I got my eye on you, saying I'm coming back to get all. I'm coming back to get all of it. I'm not going to leave nothing unturned. I'm coming back to get all of it. So I do certain things. I worship. I sing off key. I'll pray for somebody else. I'll start giving money away. Yes, I will. I'll start giving money away to people that I don't even like. People that I like to do. He's like, what's this for? I thought you didn't like me. I still don't. But here's some money. Don't get no ideas. Don't get no ideas. We still ain't friends. Amen. We still ain't friends, but I'm blessing you. One time I did that, somebody said, I know what this is. You can take your money. This is, you're going to heap coals of fire on my head. I know what you did last time. I ain't doing that. Take your money. You be gone with you. You imagine people start talking in King James level. Be gone with you in Jesus' name. I'll do different things, but no matter what it is, I have to encourage myself in the Lord. I've got to get to that place in my life where it's dark and it's down and I'm crawling. Sometimes the walk goes into a crawl and I'm down on my face before the Lord. And I'm not asking why, but I'm asking what? What now, God? What do you want to do through me right now? What do you want to do in my life right now? What do you want to do with our church right now? What do you want to do with my family right now? What is it that you're getting ready to do? Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I could ask or think. What is about to explode in the enemy's camp now? Because I'm mad now. You know, sometimes when we were kids and we would push our mother to the limit, do you understand that there comes a point in her voice where you know that you have messed up? Do you know what I'm talking about? She ain't even said nothing, and we knew we was messing around, not doing what we were supposed to do, but there came a point, you know, and it's this point when they stop talking, amen? Some of you need to stop talking. That's your problem. You've been doing a lot of talking, and all of a sudden ain't been no action, but there came a point when my mama would say, hey, y'all better cut that out. And she was not I'ma call your daddy. That was a bonus. That was the bonus part. She didn't have to wait for me to see that. You wait till your daddy get home. I hardly ever heard that. We knew he was coming home and she was going to tag his hand and he was going to come in and do something. You understand what I'm saying? She didn't wait for that, but it was when she stopped talking that we got concerned. As long as she was talking, we thought we had it. We just like, oh, she's just talking. She's just talking. I'm going to slap you again. You know, it's mine. Oh, you know, and it's chaos in the house. The reason why chaos is still going on in your house is because you're still talking and interacting with the enemy and just saying, would you please stop? Would you please stop? Would you stop it, devil? I don't know what's going on. But when you stop talking to the enemy and start talking to your God, the one, all of a sudden you start talking to God and you get some military coordinates. Yes, I'm about to thwart the enemy because I'm going to go around this way. And you start communing with him. All of a sudden you'll see the war change in your life. Mama would sit there and she'd be like, you know what? Never mind. And then she would walk off. We didn't know what was going to happen, but we usually knew what was the end result. Amen. Angels for at least a week or two. You know what I'm saying? Because she stopped talking. Amen. Some of you need to stop talking and start interjecting your thoughts and the thoughts that God has towards you, said God, and what he's saying. So here's what happened with David. The Bible says that he inquired of the Lord. He asked him to bring the ephod. And the Bible says that, shall I overtake them? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail. Say without fail. Recover all. Say recover all. You will recover all. So David went and the 600 men who were with him, and they came to the brook Besor, and those stayed who were left behind. Now let me tell you something about that verse right there, which I find amusing. Let somebody come in and capture my wife and my daughters, and then I stay behind and not be there for the taking of all. Can you imagine Vanessa coming back to the camp and some other people have brought her back? I can't go on. Y'all go on and get them without me. Y'all go ahead and go on. And then finally she come home. I'd be like, baby, I'm so glad. You know, she better slap me. Why wasn't you there to get me? You know, you should have been. I don't want to leave up to somebody else to go get my property back from the enemy. Do you hear what I'm telling you? It is not somebody else's place. Sister Thelma, would you please go and just pray for me to go get it? You go get it back. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it back? How bad do you want your wife back? How bad do you want your children? How bad do you want your church to grow? I'm telling you, it's time for you to stand up and take your rightful place in the kingdom. And you fight, you fight, you fight, you just do, you gotta fight. And so they went and they recovered all. The Bible says that they fought so much all the next day and even to the next evening they fought, and you do whatever it takes to recover all. Let me tell you something. I know what it's like. Some of you just like, he's just talking. He's just talking. He don't know where I'm at. He don't know the place that I'm in. He doesn't know what's going on in my life. He doesn't know. He's up there talking. I don't even know if he's talking from experience. All I know is that he's saying some words and it sounds good. And if I could do it, it sounds good. I would love to do it, but I don't know how. And I'm telling you, you're at the perfect place in your life to step into the destiny that God has for you. You are at the prime place right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to your spirit man right now. I'm not even talking. I'm bypassing your mind, bypassing what your heart feels. And I'm going to your spirit man. And I'm prophesying to your spirit man right now. And I'm saying in the name of Jesus, you will live and not die right now in Jesus' name. I'm talking to your spirit man and say, arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I'm talking to your spirit man and I'm saying, come up out of the tomb in Jesus' name and rise up and take your place in the kingdom. I'm prophesying to the dry bones in you this morning. Arise and be an army on your feet in the name of Jesus. Can these dry bones live? Oh Lord, you know. No, I know they can live right now in the name of Jesus. I'm talking to the dry bones in your life. I'm talking to the deserts in your life right now. I'm talking to the mindset that you have right now that you can't do anything. I can't move it forward and I've been in this place for a long time. The devil is a lie. Because here's what I know to be true about God. Right when you think you're getting ready to fail, right when you're getting ready to give up, right when you're getting ready to throw in the towel, the Spirit of the Lord will come up on the inside of you and cause you to rise up and do some stuff you've never done before. Some of you need to step up into that place and you rise up and you begin to soar with wings as eagles. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Some of you just like, I don't know what to do. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. By my God, 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 my God. I don't know what you're going through right now, but I know the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of you is able to do the things that you can't do by yourself. Is able to carry you and you can't carry yourself. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Some of you don't even know what you can't do. Some of you in a place where you're just like, I've been this way for a long time. I'm telling you, tear something off of you and begin to step into what God has for you. Come on, somebody. Begin to give the Lord a praise right now. Yes. 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 Some of y'all ain't been in a real fight before. Some of y'all can't fight fair with the devil. You got to pick up some. You got to grab some. You can't go toe to toe with him, and I'm glad about it because the Bible says that I can pick up the sword of the Spirit. And when I pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, able to cut down anything that the enemy says about me, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, mighty. Can you say mighty with me this morning? Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You've got to come down strongholds. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Yeah. Yeah. You can't fight fair. You can't compete. You got to get your point. My sword is bigger than somebody else. I'm telling you, the devil be like, he come with me with the darts. That's what I love about the Bible. He describes the enemy's weapons and calls them darts. And listen, I got weapons of mass destruction. I got the weapons of mass destructions able to do damage in the enemy's camp this morning. Do you hear what I'm telling you? If anything else, you ought to go out of here encouraged this morning, ready to do damage to the enemy. Some of you don't even know that you got this power on the inside of you. You don't even know what kind of weapons you have. You haven't been in the fight long. You don't even necessarily know. But I'm telling you what, they are mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds. Mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds. It's time to break that mindset right now. I'm looking at some warriors this morning. I'm looking at some fighters this morning. There's been one fight that I've been into that I was scared to actually fight the guy and he was smaller than me. And the only reason why is because I didn't even know what he had. Listen, I came at him and he started, whoa! Listen, them people crazy. I don't. Hey, you know what? We could talk about this. You know what I'm saying? Let's conversate. No, you passed to be on. I got some Mr. Miyagi for you this morning. You know what I'm oh yeah, come on. You lead them people along. I leave them people alone. Listen, that ought to be you this morning. When the enemy comes in, like a, you are, whoa! That ought to be the first thing you do. When the enemy starts knocking at your door, you be like, I know what this is. Huh? You know what I'm saying? You ought to be like them old mothers. They would do, be like, oh, honey, she done messed up now. Let me take off my earring. Here, hold my purse. She done messed up. I know what she done. Here, you know what? You done messed up now. You know what I'm saying? You done crossed, you crossed a point of no return. And I'm going to put some of this praise the Lord on you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put some of this thank you, Jesus, on you. I'm getting ready to worship like I never worshiped before. I'm getting ready to sing like I never sang before. I'm getting ready to read like I never. Listen, you done messed up this morning. I'm at a point of no return, and I ain't going back. You're going to bring me back my babies. You're going to bring me back my wife. The prodigals will come home. I'm telling you what, you won't have this generation. You can't have my church. Nobody but Jesus is going to have my community. Nobody but Jesus is going to have my life. And I know in whom I have believed that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day. And his name is Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the bright and morning star, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is able to keep that which I have committed. Stand upon your feet this morning. Begin to give God the praise this morning. Come on, right now, get your battle cry. A battle cry. A battle cry. A battle cry this morning. Come on, come on, don't stop. Battle cry. Yes. I'm going to recover it all. I'm going to take it all back. 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 Do you feel that in your spirit this morning? Do you feel that in your spirit this morning? Somebody ought to shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Somebody ought to lift up a shout to the Lord like you've already won this battle. Yes. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For you that don't know what's going on, time for you to come out of the POW camp this morning and become and join the fight. Those of you that have been bound and had chains on you, they come off this morning in Jesus' name. You join the fight like you never have before, and I'm ready to fight this thing. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight. I'm going to get it all back. Some of you, they stole your peace. They stole your joy. Some of you, the Lord told me this morning, you don't even laugh anymore. You stopped laughing. You used to have joy in your life, and it's gone. I want it back. See, I want it back. Yeah, yeah, I want it back. The enemy has stolen intimacy from your marriages. I want it back. I want it back. I want it back this morning. Some of your children need to come back to the Lord. I want them back in Jesus' name. Can you say yes? Say yes. Yes. Say yes to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Some of you have been saying no so long, you don't know how good it feels to say yes to Jesus. You know, you've heard no so many times. They said no at the bank. They said no at the job. Your wife said no. You don't even, your husband said no. Your finances said never. And I'm telling you today, it's time to say yes, yes, yes. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Yes. 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 I'm seeing some of the best warriors in Arkansas standing up right now. Some of the best ones. Hey, you know what? Now, this is something Texas does have. Let me just say this right now. This is something I have to say Texas does have. They have this. We got people in our body. We don't know all of them. But there are people in our body packing guns because it's Texas. We got old ladies in our, and we don't even know. If somebody broke in our church, if they got past the police, I don't think they would make it down the third row. Somebody would take them out. And even if she can't hold it steady, she'll get a leg or something. I take off a pinky toe. I shoot something. I don't think they'd walk in the door and be like, hold up. There's a hold up. They may make it down the third row, but they'd have so many bullets in them. We wouldn't know. He wouldn't know. He'd be like, how'd I get up here? Like, Jesus, this judgment day, ain't it? Yes, it is, my son. You done broke into the wrong church. That's what the devil need to say about your family. You done broke up in the wrong house today. You done broke up in the wrong church today. Hey, you done broke into the wrong place today. You done, oh man, so I hope somebody praying for you. You done broke up in the wrong house, because I'm telling you, what God has given me, you can't have, Satan. Some of you need to be like that. I'll shoot the devil toe. I'll shoot whatever I can. I'll take a kneecap. But he can't come in here. I don't know what I do. Come in here, take my. What would I do if somebody came in? My boys know. Be like, man, you don't want to break in my daddy's house. You do not. I got so many guns. I'm going to tell you something. You would not want to. It's just, please don't do that. You know what I'm saying? The same way with the devil. I'm out. Because I'm the only black dude in my neighborhood. I'm out there pouring oil around my property. Devil, I hope you see this, because you can't come in here. You came in last time, but you can't come in here anymore. Right here. Over here. Yeah, I know that neighbor over there got demons, so I'm going to pour a little extra oil over here. But you can't come up in here. All this is bought and paid for, not by the government, not by the bank, but by the love and the power of the Spirit of the living God has been bought and paid for. I have the deed. I got the deed and the trust, and my trust is in the Lord. And therefore, you can't come onto my property. Yes. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I believe, Brother Jerry, something's about to happen this morning. Some people are about to drive some stakes in the ground and say no more. Are you ready for that this morning? If that's you this morning, why don't you just come up to the front? Are you ready to fight and do battle? Come on, don't wait for nobody else. Just come on. Come up down here to the front. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight. I'm picking up some new, I got some weapons this morning. I got some stuff this morning. I'm ready to fight. If that's you this morning, come on down. Make room. Say, I wouldn't wait for nobody else. I would get down here. I'd be like, I'm going to fight this morning. I'm fighting this morning. Yes, I'm fighting this morning. I got somebody. Let me tell you, if you're not fighting for you, you better be fighting for somebody else this morning. Fight for somebody else this morning. Come on now. Somebody, you know somebody that you need to be fighting for. Fighting for their salvation. Fighting for their marriage. Fighting for. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready? Family members. I'm telling you, I don't want another day to go by. In Jesus' name. Go and begin to worship the Lord right where you are. Just lift your hands right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. And just say yes to Jesus. Come on, say yes. Say yes to Lord. Say yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Your joy's got to come back right now in the name of Jesus. Your joy has to be restored. Your peace has to come back right now. Your peace has to come back right now. Yes, marriage is restored right now in Jesus' name. Your life, Jesus. Sin, addictions, right now. We're fighting for it right now. Yes, we're fighting for it right now. We're fighting right now. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, there is this thing called spiritual warfare. Because the Bible says this, for we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in the high places. Listen, we're fighting against those. You've been mad. Some of you, listen, the Lord told me to tell you this. You've been mad at the wrong people for the longest time. You've been fighting with your husband and it ain't even your husband. You've been fighting with your wife and it ain't even your wife. You've been fighting your children and it ain't even your children. You've been fighting your job and it ain't even... Some of you have been speaking curses over your finances and it ain't even that. The enemy, the deceiver, the one who is trying to devour you, that's the one you need to get mad at. You've been wasting time being mad at the wrong person. What you should be doing instead of fighting with your husband or wife is grabbing their hand and fighting the devil in prayer. So there's this thing called spiritual warfare. That's where the host of the enemy is coming at you. It's spiritual warfare. And you know what they would do in the old times, and they still do it during sports arena, is they would... When the Indians and different ones would prepare for war, they would paint their faces. Amen. Some of y'all have been in a place where you have just been in a place where you haven't even prepared for war. But the Lord says today, I will set my face like a flint. And that flint stone, it doesn't move. You're like, I will not be moved. I will not be moved. I will. My feet will be planted by the rivers of water. There's a song we used to sing that says, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I'm not going to be moved by circumstances. I'm not going to be moved by the reports. I'm not going to be moved by what everybody else is saying. But I will believe the report of the Lord. What's the report? So let me tell you what the report is. The report is that I am standing right here in front of you, pain free. Absolutely no pain in my body. None. They went in with a series of injections, knocked the pain out. And I'm telling you, I didn't know. I was scared. Listen, I was laying on that table. The doctor said, he said, Mr. McCray, your heart rate is going up a little bit. He goes, are you scared? I said, I'm not scared because I have a lot of saints praying for me back home. And I have people praying for me. And he said, all right. Well, he said, just relax. And he looked over at me. He said, Mr. McCray, how do them prayers feel right now? And I said, those aren't prayers, but they feel very good. Thank you. And when I woke up, I began to feel no pain. I'm telling you, I don't know how that is. And I'm telling you this. The prayers of the saints avail much. Listen, the fervent, hot, effective, effectual prayers of a righteous man avails much. So this is what I want to do. Now listen, I've seen people, like I said, they've never had a fight before in their life. But when you back them up against a corner, somehow they come out swinging. Some of you are at that place this morning. You are backed up against the wall and you don't have an option this morning. You're going to have to take an eye out, pull an ear, pinch somebody. You're going to have to do something this morning to get out of your mess this morning. But you cannot stop fighting. My brother told me, he said, you swing until you own, even if you don't know what you're hitting, you're going to swing anyway. We're going to come out of this. I've been in many fights where I had to pick up something and not to. I'm telling you, just be like, how does that feel? You know, I'm telling you, you cannot fight fair with the enemy. Well, I don't know how to fight. Well, we're going to do a little bit of that this morning, right now. I've seen, you know, we see that deal where you walk around, you have someone on the shoulder, and you're supposed to knock it off, and then y'all supposed to start fighting. We don't have time for that this morning. We're going to have to just go out to the enemy, okay? Some of you just like, what do I do? We're going to take this few minutes this morning, and we're going to go after the devil. I want you to fight and pray and come at the devil like everything you have. I don't even know what to pray. Just pray anyhow. What do I say? Tell the devil what you feel. What is that coming out of you? Out of your belly is going to flow the rivers of living water. So just begin to pray. I don't care what you look like. Some of you need to stomp. Some of you need, now don't swing because y'all up here. Y'all may have to hit somebody. But do whatever you is. But let the enemy know you mean business this morning. Are you ready? Now let me tell you something. Nobody is going to do it for you. You got to do it for yourself. I'm telling you what. You got to do it for yourself. So I want you to pray. and I'm going to pray. Brother Jerry's going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to fight the enemy this morning and let him know that he can't come any further this morning. Are you ready for that? Come on now. Are y'all ready for this? Don't come down here if you don't want to fight this morning. There's a story in the Bible where they were supposed to strike the ground with arrows, and they only struck the ground a few times. And the Bible said that the prophet said, because you only struck the ground three times, the enemy, you're only going to be able to push it back. Would that you had struck it five or six times, and so you could completely destroy the enemy. I would say strike the ground till the arrows break off. I'm going to strike the ground till I can't strike the ground no more. I would strike the ground till all of the enemy knows that he can't come this way any further.